brought to you by Penguin.
Her Fearful Symmetry by Audrey Niffenegger, read by Sean Thomas. Elspeth died while Robert was standing in front of a vending machine, watching tea shoot into a small plastic cup. Later, he would remember walking down the hospital corridor with a cup of horrible tea in his hand, alone under the fluorescent lights, retracing his steps to the room where Elspeth lay, surrounded by machines. She had turned her head towards the door, and her eyes were open. At first, Robert thought she was conscious. In the seconds before she died, Elspeth remembered a day last spring when she and Robert had walked along a muddy path by the Thames in Kew Gardens. Robert said, "We should have had kids." And Elspeth replied, "Don't be silly, sweet." She said it out loud in the hospital room, but Robert wasn't there to hear. Elspeth turned her face towards the door. She wanted to call out, "Robert," but her throat was suddenly full. She felt as though her soul were attempting to climb out by way of her esophagus. She tried to cough, to let it out, but she only gurgled, "I'm drowning. Drowning in a bed." She felt intense pressure, and then she was floating. The pain was gone, and she was looking down from the ceiling at her small, wrecked body. Robert stood in the doorway. The tea was scalding his hand, and he set it down on the nightstand by the bed. Dawn had begun to change the shadows in the room from charcoal to an indeterminate grey. Otherwise, everything seemed as it had been. He shut the door.